On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Crystal Almanzon. This week, a mountain biking park in Aptos was torn down to make way for a new shopping center and housing development. Over the years, the park grew to be well known among mountain bikers, even producing some professionals in the sport and attracting riders from around the world. But it was never meant to be permanent. Reporter Samantha Clark visited the park right before it closed.
On his cobalt blue bike, 15-year-old Connor Gallart races through a complex of steep 6- and 7-foot-tall dirt mounds. He's always at the post office jumps, a 1-acre bicycle park across the street from a post office in Aptos.
Oh yeah, baby!
Double. His friends watch as each jump sends him soaring 2 stories high into the air, where he spins his handlebars, kicks out his legs, and does a backflip. This is free riding, a creative style of mountain biking that emphasizes tricks and technique. Connor discovered the sport while riding the school bus when he was 9.
I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
It took him 4 years to make it through the difficult course. Connor's mom had to drive him here to the post office jumps every day. Eventually, they moved into a house across the street.
It was nice because I could just wake up and go ride. It's basically my home. I'm here 24/7.
Connor has already earned sponsorships from bike manufacturers, Specialized and Trek, and dreams of competing as a professional mountain biker. On that path, he'd follow in the footsteps of many local guys whose pro careers began at the post office jumps, like Cam McCall and Greg Watts, who started riding here before this was officially a park. That didn't happen until 2007. Sitting in his office at Barry Swenson Builder, Jesse Nichols says the company bought the land that includes the post office jumps to build a new shopping center and homes, but development was years away. And since kids, including his 2 sons, were already riding there, he came up with a way to legitimize the dirt jumps by leasing the land to the county for $1 a year.
I wanted to also be a leader and example for other people that own land that they can actually do this with the Parks and Rec program in a way that it's safe and it protects them liability-wise.
This model inspired about 4 other mountain biking parks around Santa Cruz, and mountain bikers from the San Francisco Bay Area, and even as far away as Vermont, have asked to see a copy of the post office jumps lease agreement. No one expected the park to be such a success, drawing cyclists from around the world.
Yeah, right away I just booked my plane ticket and flew over here.
That's professional mountain biker Martin Soderstrom from Sweden. He recently came to the post office jumps for one last ride.
It's really one of the best places to ride in the world. It just feels like they put so many hours of building it, because you can't really build a jump spot in a month that so many people are trying to do. You kind of need like many years of developing and rebuilding, and now it's pretty much perfect, so it sucks pretty hard that they're gonna remove them now when they're perfect.
But after a good 8-year run, the temporary park is finally closing to make way for the long-planned housing and shopping development. Again, 15-year-old Connor Gallart.
It feels like a part of me is being like, just like killed. It's like my life.
Whoa! Yeah!
The night before bulldozers leveled the jumps, Connor and other park regulars celebrated by riding late into the night, using car headlights, cell phones, and fireworks to light up the course. The local mountain biking community is now searching for a new field to build dirt jumps. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.